Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Before we get into this episode of Munchkin Land, I want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone who is listening to this show, who's sharing this show, who makes Munchkin purchases through our Amazon.com link at Majorspoilers.com, because that certainly helps us out. And if you are a Major Spoilers VIP member and have access to the members-only site, again, thank you so much for your support. We literally wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now if it wasn't for you. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the card game Munchkin from Steve Jackson Games. This week, it's a Munchkin Minute. Several weeks ago, we were talking about the big sets and all the things that people had. And I asked you, and this is one of the great things about this show, I asked you to send me some information about what sets do you have and how often do you play and these kinds of things. And because you guys are all so awesome, of course you responded. Hello, guys, said Marcelo. He has bought Munchkin, the base game, with three expansions, Munchkin Bites, Munchkin Cthulhu, with one of the expansions. I'm also planning on getting either Star Munchkin and Munchkin Foo in the near future. And as a bonus, I got one of the friends I play with caught up into Munchkin, and now he owns Super Munchkin and Munchkin Zombies with the Dungeon expansion. My secret plan is to get him to buy whatever sets I don't have, so together, we will have them all! Oh yes, I did start playing Munchkin after I heard you guys play it, so there you go. Yet another thing I must thank Major Spoilers, Inc. for. Hope, hear you later, guys. Bye. That's great. Merlin says, hello, I own Munchkin 1, 2, 3, Fairy Dust, Star Munchkin 1 and 2, Munchkin Foo, Munchkin Cthulhu, and Munchkin Blender, and I do play with all of them at once. Oh, good Lord. Again, we tried playing with, I don't know, about, it seemed like 10 decks a couple of years ago at Nerdtacular, and it was just long and drawn out, but I applaud you, Merlin, for everything that you do with that. Merlin also says, I'm also the proud owner of a set of the Munchkin RPG books, which I have DM'd once, and my players had a blast. I have no idea what that is. I must seek it out. Is it even still available? Holy crap, an RPG game with Munchkin! Gray says, just heard the last Munchkin Minute. I only have the base fantasy set with all the expansions except for 7. However, in the gaming group I'm part of in West Michigan, I'll get that out, Tabletop Gamers, there are several members who are also Munchkin fans who have collected other series themselves. Aside from that, I believe just booty, I could coordinate a play of nearly any mashup I wanted. This is by far the cheapest way to play all of Munchkin. Spread the cost around. Thanks for the great work in the show. I look forward to more Munchkin-y goodness in the future, says Gray. Thank you so much for that. We've got one from my Samsung phone. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Oh, from the Rivera family. They say, my family and I started playing Munchkin shortly after finding your podcast. We bought the first one and played it with my kids and my casual gaming wife. We have since gotten the deluxe set, the Super Munchkin, the Munchkin Zombies, the Munchkin Axe Cop, Star Munchkin, Munchkin Impossible, and Munchkin Foo. We got the deluxe version and played that one after watching it get played by some people from the Guild and Will Wheaton on a show, and that would be the Tabletop Gamer Show. All the versions we have seen table time in our house as we make it a point to try to sit down and play something weekly. A couple of booster packs have found their way in here, and Christmas ones for the holiday season, Skullcrackers and the Guild into the base game, and so on. All four of us get to enjoy your podcast on a long drive and are hoping to get guys and hoping you guys find continued success and joy in our mutual love of Munchkin. We certainly are enjoying the heck out of Munchkin. And I'm glad that people are sitting down as a family and starting to play. My son started to beg me most recently, Dad, can I play Munchkin with you guys too? And I said, well, you have to learn to read first. And he's actually a pretty good reader right now. He's first grader with about a third grade reading level. And he's been reading more and more intense books so that he knows all the words so he can sit down and play. I bet he can still pronounce them better than Zach does. That's mean. Kirk Pedersen says, greetings, currently I own the base Munchkin with 5 add-ons, Good, Bad, and the Munchkin, and expansions, Bites, and the Zombies. I also bought Good and Bad after listening to your podcast and played it with, I guess it trailed off there, but I guess he's going to say he played it with some awesome friends who are awesome. Oh, he says, oh, here he goes. He sent another email. I guess it got truncated. Sent another one. He says, I bought The Good, the Bad, and Munchkin after your podcast and got my daughters hooked on it, 11 and 8-year-olds. They picked up the rest, and I agreed because they liked it. They now listen to your podcast and love it. We all have player names. I am Rob, apparently, and we play a couple of times a week. Thanks for the great work. From Kurt. Kirk. Ed says, we have 6 Munchkin sets. We bought our first Munchkin set, Super Munchkin, after a game night at our local game store. Then we bought Munchkin Deluxe after seeing it on tabletop. We bought Munchkin Bites, Munchkin Zombies, and Munchkin Apocalypse after listening to your podcast about these sets. We purchased Munchkin Legends after I found it online at Target. Take care and keep munchkining. Let's see. Oh, Ed has sent me a couple of things, I should say, now that I'm looking at another thing. I think he sent me something about a new Munchkin set that is a Barnes & Noble exclusive. And that is a set that we will actually be playing next week on Munchkin Land. So you're going to want to be listening for that. He also mentioned a new promotional card that have been very popular giveaways for years. And apparently you can pick those all up and made them a booster deck. So it's called Munchkin Gets Promoted. Suggested retail price $4.95. It's in production, but it will include Curses, Curse Zombification, Cut in Line, Hinch Monster, John of the Dead, The Last Laugh, Love Thy Neighbor, Mug the Shopkeeper, Ranger Hireling, Stack Deck, Step and a Half, Whim of the Elder Gods, and Zombie Santa. Ooh, must get those. I really enjoyed it. Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but next week, tune into Munchkin Land as we play that expansion deck set. Casey says, I own Munchkin, Munchkin Cthulhu, Munchkin Apocalypse, and Munchkin Zombie. I bought the original and Apocalypse after hearing their particular flavor on your podcast. The other ones I already had. We use Munchkin to kick off game days. As people arrive, they jump in as the lowest level of the active player. I just started rotating sets each game day. After we play a set a few times, I purchase an expansion if available and add it in for the next time around. Thanks, appreciate the work, says Casey. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think one of these upcoming episodes, I've got to get everybody's schedules worked out. We need to go and we're going to go down to our local tabletop gaming group, Cat G, down at the university. And those guys are playing a lot of Magic the Gathering, the Gathering and whatever the latest version of that is, Conquest or something. And people are like, well, gee, it sure would be great if people would play some different games there all the time. So I think we're going to take it upon ourselves to at some point in the future go down on a Thursday night when they're doing their Cat G group, and we're going to sit down and do a live recording of Munchkin Land so these guys can hear how much fun Munchkin is. The Great Nato says, I just wanted to let you know my son and I are enjoying the Munchkin Land podcast. We've been enjoying it on our ride to school. We've been trying to play when we have time. We've recently gotten Booty, Legends, and Star. It's hard when it's just the two of us, and the one game with my wife did not go well. I'm working on some two-player rules for us so we can play more often. And Nate, what I would say is go back into one of our very first Munchkin Minutes that we did with Nicole Spagnolo. She and her husband, Mark Spagnolo, who I do another podcast with called Comic Dorks, he also has his own website and everything called The Wood Whisperer. They actually came up with a two-player rule set that might work for you. I know you guys, Nate goes on to say, I know you have a couple of questions for you guys. I know you guys use the Steve Jackson game counters, but is there a counter app that you guys tried out and recommend? I like, personally, the Steve Jackson Games counter app that you can get for your iPhone. The cool thing about it is it does include a boon card that you can use at any time. It's one of those bonuses you get for owning one of these things. Zach has another counter. I don't know the name of it. It's a free counter that he got. That he uses that, but certainly the official one from Steve Jackson Games is cool because it gives you that free bonus at any time. Question number two. We have some confusion on how items that are in play that you are carrying are handled. When can you pick them up? When can you swap them? Can you trade them? Those kinds of things have to happen, I think, at any time when you are not in battle. Can you pick them up and put them in your hand before you kick down a door? I don't think you can put them in your hand. Once something is laid out, you can't put it back in your hand. Could you go the corrected way to handle these cards? That's what I say. Anytime that you are not in play, you can use cards as long as it says that it's legal to do so. I should also mention, let me make sure, we got a box here the other day. You hear that? From Joshua Irwin in Omaha, Nebraska. Wonder what that could be. I bet it's something that... I know it's a series of games that we have played before on Munchkin Land. One that I have complained about not having. I haven't opened this up, but I'm pretty sure that Joshua contacted me earlier and said, hey man, I'm going to send you my version of this so that you guys can play it on the show. Little hint for those people that have been following along. You know what it is, and I'm super excited about that. One last... that is the end. One other question. It says, Munchkinland Gamma World. Hey, I'm going to go back through old Critical Hit because I ran out of podcasts to listen to and hit one where you guys talk about D&D Gamma World. Since y'all are looking for other games or mixes of Munchkin, Gamma would seem like a good mix in a down week when you don't know what else to play. Thanks for the great podcast, says Micah. We're trying to, you know, right now, keep it at games from Steve Jackson Games, which is kind of cool because we've got, as I said, this set that has been pretty popular. We did a Cthulhu Dice. And then there are some other ones from Steve Jackson Games that we can get to in the future. A lot of people have been asking us about Gamma World and some of the other D&D type podcasts. We did a Drist Adventures or something a while ago. And so we might be doing something along those lines on one of those shows later. So you never know. So many more emails, so many more people tweeting us and telling us what they've done. I know a lot of you have posted over at majorspoilers.com in the comment section, which is what we want you to do. But also, if you have questions or comments or thoughts or ideas, you just fire them off to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And we're going to play another game of Munchkin next week. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. And it might give you some ideas on what you can do beyond just buying the giant expansion packs, although we did play that, include that Barnes & Noble game. But it should be a lot of fun. Check that out next time on Munchkin Minute. Until then, here's hoping that you don't get caught cheating, unless your name's Rob or however we're supposed to end this show. I kind of forget. And that's half the fun.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.